You are a remarkable man, Seth. I always knew you were. From the first time I saw you, I knew.
The buzzing hit him again, this time with greater ferocity, and Seth wavered on the toilet. As he tilted, he had to grab one of the handles to stop himself falling off.
I will get what I want, eventually.
The man got to his feet, then began to shuffle out of the room.
You will not break me. I want to know what you have done with my family.
Seth screamed at his back, but the man seemed not to hear as he continued through the door before it was closed behind him with a click. Seth breathed heavily at the exertion of keeping his wits about him. After a minute or two, the buzzing in his mind had gone back to its irritating murmur. He found he could stand and walk across the room to his bed. He wasn't sure if this was due to him healing himself, or if the anger he felt blocked out the pain. Sitting on his bed, he began to hear a familiar whisper. He turned his head to the left and right, trying to orient himself to the direction it came from. Settling on the door, he focused to try and pick out the sounds before falling back on the bed and letting his eyes close.